holding the Siman Reish Memches. So we did Sif Dalad, we did the Shulchan Aruch, now we have to see the Mishaburas. So now we switch from the case of the boat to the case of the person traveling in the caravan, and he knows he's going to need the Chavul Shabbos, Chavhei, Chil B'Sid Rabbonon. So he cannot leave within the first 3 days, right before Shabbos. He has to leave early at the beginning of the week. We have Rishon Rishonim Rishlishi as Mutter. The first 2 weeks of are connected to the previous. The first 2 days of the week are connected with the previous Shabbos. And Tzarchli Zor Ato Shal Yovel Dechil Shabbos Haboa. Therefore, it's not in your radar screen. You're not mechuyev to worry about the possibilities. Comes Kasek Gedolah Kasek B'Shem Ma'ariben Leiv. The Cheshideh B'Vadish Yovel Dechil Shabbos Also Af B'Chei Gavna Chikasek Redvaz. That if it's a vadai, all the cases there's a heta the first 2 days of the week is because we don't know for sure. But if a person knows without any shayla that by traveling he'll must be mechal Shabbos, even beginning the first 2 days of the week would be asur. And if he's asking from Achshav shemasakdim atzmam ksashlo mechal Shabbos chetshaliyah Israel mafreya mashriyot. That's why we find that people in these situations, even though normally we say in kind of the person should not put himself into any danger, and the person should be mechal Shabbos even in a suffix, etc. But so luchar, it's inappropriate for people to try and not be mechal Shabbos. But since if they don't do that, they're jeopardizing their heter according to the Radvaz and the Ma'ariben Leiv to go to chachilah. So that's why they sort of bend over backwards to try not to be mechal Shabbos, even though potentially they might be a little bit dangerous, in order to allow them to have the heter to go.
That's a question.
Yeah.
So, Thursday before Pesach, where you sort of begin to worry about Pesach, preparing for Pesach, getting ready for Pesach.
Right.
And 6 days before Shabbos, we're not worried about Shabbos?
Right. That's the Chazal's work of 3 days.
Because of the eating Shabbos.
Right. They could have said 30 days before Shabbos also, but it would be very problematic.
Yeah, it would be a little difficult.
Right.
You book in advance. Unless you could find a mathematical formula that would make it work.
You book in advance.
Okay. Now, so if he leaves on the first 3 days, it's mutter. Even if afterwards it's kind of comes, it's kind of Shabbos, that's not a problem. He started out in a situation of heter because he's not clear right now to deal with the coming Shabbos yet. And then at the end, something occurred which caused him to be a problem. And the person is under the circumstances of pikuach nefesh. That's the appropriate thing to do. So not called you mechal Shabbos. Also, the haptiach sheyera be'ez sheyishtatav imam sheyisayim be'ez asiyas malachim b'Shabbos. But again, the head over here is because you arrange them; they should stop. So not only you're not arranging, you're committing to be part of the group doing something wrong on Shabbos. That you can't do. Fill the malachim d'rabbanan. After he's there, tisbalta on the siyas shalom. If by not offering that, they're not going to allow you travel. I'm sorry, but you can't do that. But to make explicit arrangements that he's going to be mechal Shabbos, nobody says his mutter, even in the case of mitzvah. Mitzvah is not, doesn't allow you to be mechal Shabbos.
So if somebody signs up for Hatzolah, he knows that eventually it's going to be mechal Shabbos.
Well, because Hatzolah is the kind of tefoshes. He's doing the mitzvah over here, it's kind of tefoshes. He's saving the person's life is in danger already, and he's there to save it. Over here, he's saying, "I'm going to go put myself in a situation of Chil Shabbos, don't in the midst of saving myself." That's probably not mutter, right? Now they said, "Oh, the person goes there to Israel, so chavches." So what's Yeshem on Tahanu Dafka Kreli Hisyashibo? This heter of going there so means to settle there. Even though you're planning to come back, there's a Gemara which says that a person who walks Al Namas out of Israel gets a mitzvah. So he's going to do that mitzvah. According to the Ramah, that if a person goes to visit a friend, it's called bar mitzvah. Going to visit Eretz Yisrael is not any less than that. Okay. So now, in this arrangement, you must make this arrangement. Now, if they don't listen to it, they don't listen to it. But you must, when you're making this arrangement, you're making arrangements, amanas, that there's not going to be chilul shabbos. If they're not going to accept the Tanai, you can't go with them. Okay, and that's true, even though you're leaving at the beginning of the week. Okay. Now, if the Maisa wants on Shabbos, they continue traveling and they're not going to stop. So you're allowed to go with them. So the heter is because it's a sakana. So what's the sakana? Sakana could be that if he stays by himself in the midbar, that he cannot protect himself against the wild animals, or there is bandits which are going to take his animal, which then will leave him to try and leave a midbar by foot, which would be very dangerous. They're going to take away all his money and leave him with no money to be able to make it out of the midbar safely. They'll take his clothing. So any of those concerned, that be the concern that you're afraid of, that's called a valid life-threatening concern, and therefore he's allowed to continue traveling on Shabbos. This is not only the Tchum Drabon, but even the Tchum Drais says Mutter. Until you reach a place where there's safety. So then you have no head to continue. Even though that they're continuing on, he can't continue with them because his heter is only predicated on pikuach nefesh. Once he's in a safe place, there's no pikuach nefesh anymore. Then from that point, that becomes his makam shvisa, and he gets the heter of apayim ama from that point. If he comes into a city, now he deals with a tchum issue. He comes into a city, so he can move. He can walk through the whole city. Even they put him outside the city, he can go into the city and continue. It's equivalent of leaving the tchum because of oinus, which the heter over here, the oinus being the danger to life. And he left with this group, the heter. Therefore, he's not considered like the average person who goes tchus tchum only gets 4 hamas. This fellow gets 2,000 hamas. Because I'm going to run the dafke shaholak with bar mitzvah gemurah. Look at shaholak uskar. This heter that we give him, the 2,000 amas from where he reaches the place of safety, the Ramah said the actual traveling, we're going to give you a heter for uskar purposes. But that which you're going to create another layer of leniency, that when you reach a safe place, you get 2,000 amas, that we're not going to give you. The Magen Rambam says.
For schar purposes?
Schora purposes. Daf kashalcha mitzvah bar mitzvah gemur, but lo kashalcha schora. Daf the das ha'agor, the chikams amikri tzarech mitzvah, even though the Rambam says that's called a mitzvah. Kamok and linyan shiyya yachol ha'alach pasev kali ir. V'chei b'masha kosev v'chavar filu, even though they put it outside of the city, he gets 2,000 amas. Yesha pa'am ha'am l'chol ruach, en lizmach l'chol zeh, kimen sh'ar v'hoskim cholkim l'chol. So to create that heter, that he's allowed to travel, and on Shabbos, fine. the great heta that once he's no longer, there's no pikuach nefesh anymore, that we should give him this extra matana, as it were, of 2,000 amos, that we're not going to do. So we give him 2,000 amos, because it's Lord Mitzvah, Lord Gimel. If he left me for Dravishus, so again, the travel to Chusatum is mutter because it's dangerous. But since he left inappropriately, so we're not going to tell him to not save his life. But we are going to tell him that when you get to the point where you no longer have danger, you're stuck there. You're dalat amos. Hareyu kishayot zechutzum vein leil arba amos. Now, what about if he left the beginning of the week?
So initially, when you say dalat amos, I mean, he gets to the city, he has to stop right there. Can he find a house or right there?
Sits down and enjoys the Shabbos. Okay, let's say he left the beginning of the week, because that was a heter, because the beginning of the week, he's not mechiv the Rosh Shabbos, he left the heter. Now Shabbos, it's a sakana from this day where he is, so he continues. Now the sakana passes, he's in a safe place. How much does he get? There he gets 2,000 amps. Kim the hasha, how yitzarach, lots of his midday, v'kovat nebish, yeshal paimah melechol ruach, k'mashah kosev, b'simen tov zayin. Oit kosev. He didn't know the sister. So we're also going to give him this leniency. Okay. Of 2,000 amos. Let's see, he goes to the Schar Lamadalad. It's not, there's one het of Schar, we understand the person is partially impoverished. He has nothing to live on. So yes, going to find a way to make some money is a bona fide necessity. That's the mitzvah, taking care of yourself. The guy, Baruch Hashem, he has what to live on. He wants to make a profit. He wants to have more money. So even that, we're going to consider that the remorse, even that is considered a tzarech mitzvah. Now, I mean, you know, I possibly means within range. You know, the person wants to have a certain cushion. Right? The person says, you know, I have the first 500 billion. I need more. That's the stomach, not that head. Right? You know. Believe what's most many Yehudi Shukhoila called all Shein Agosis Lomitri Pseid of Adoyis. So he, the Jews, what was their business? They lent money. Right? So they hear that the guy that he lent money to is not well. He's afraid the guy's going to die before he pays. So he has to get the money from him before the guy dies. Getting it from the kids, it's not going to happen. So he wants to do use this hat for the bar mitzvah to go collect the money. He said, no. If the goy has reached a point of a goy, says, yeah, but it's not a goy, says, because also Rav Chalim don't die. Rav Gersim, Lisa, Rav Chalim are not Lemisa. So therefore, it's not called Pseida, you don't have a hat there. We're going to run. Well, your rabbi makel bezep, legar mehal hascharim. I mean, it's a way to make money. It's not worse than going to sell merchandise. Okay, mutal haftig of Rizet Tesha Shiyamim, Rather Kamam Sim Shalom Batesma Gabram, Sif, Yukat Mugimam Shabarisha. Okay, then the last thing over here, he said over here that that since there is those which are Makel, therefore there are people which are Makel by a flog as a swine of Lichas Shiyara, Tesha Shiyamim, because they call everything a mitzvah. And Elim Chus Biyadim. Yechshira B'dat, the Magen Rambam, the Shem Kamposkin, the Lich Hashira Ein Lahakal. The Magen Rambam says, one second. There's a big difference between the case of the Sina and the case of the Shira. The Shira, you're going to actively be traveling Chus Atum. The Sina, it's a Sufik. Pasha is going to be the Malam Yud. It's a Sufik. And it's passive. In the Sina, generally, the situation is going to be that there are going to be people there who do the Chilul. The Shiora, the person is going to have to actively do things himself. So that which we allow the minig to be makel, we call going for business a mitzvah. On the Svina case, I get it. So that the Magen Rav, not in the case of the Shiora. However, this should not be our default approach how to deal with things, because many places disagree with this Ramah. If it's already been an established meeting in a certain place to rely on the Rambam, and the Shita, we can't take it away from them. Okay. The Maaseh Dishta story brings interesting. So this topic, you can imagine, there's a lot of the permutations of this issue of creating a situation now, which will create a problem later on. So he says, a person who he knows if he fasts some Gedalia, he will not be able to fast Yom Kippur. His health is precarious. And if he fasts now, it's not Sekhanas of Vashas, he doesn't have a Heter right now, but if he fasts right now, he will be ill enough that when he comes to Yom Kippur, he'll have to eat. So what does he do? So he brings from the Butcher. The Butcher says that he has to fast. Right now he's able to fast. He has to fast. And what will be in the future? We'll worry about it then. It's 6 days away. Right? It's not different than the case over here of Shabbos, that unless you write immediately prior, 3 days beforehand, you're not going to have to worry about it. You deal with what you have to deal with now, and we'll see what happens if it happens in the future. So if I can go to the Dvar Rishus, knowing that I'll be Mechal Shabbos at the end of the week, so I can do the mitzvah of fasting, knowing that I'll have to break a fast at the end of the week. The applications of it, there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav and a Tshuva where he says, it's not exactly the same. There's a Chayyadim. Chayyadim deals with the following Shiloh. I think I told you this once. That Chayyadim deals with the Shiloh. Am I allowed to be in a city or go to a city which doesn't have a shofar for Shoshana? And when I come to Shoshana, I'm invited. There's no shofar in the town. Or maybe I'm mechuyev to leave the city and not be in such a city. But part of my essay of tkiyas shofar is to get myself in a situation where I can do the mitzvah. Or no. I mean, do we argue that before Sukkot, there's no mitzvah of Sukkot right now. It's not Sukkot yet. So come Sukkot, I'm sorry, I'm not, I don't have a Sukkot. Right? How far do you take this concept? I don't have a lulav. I didn't get a lulav, so there's no lulav available. What do you want from me? Or no, I'm going to get a lulav to be able to have. So he deals with the case of the Gemara. The Gemara has the halacha case of there's two cities. In one city, there's somebody who knows Tfilas Musaf, because there was Obal Pat, and they have somebody there who's knowledgeable enough to know it. In the other city, they had a shayfa. So Moraz of Shiloh, which city do you go to? Do you go to the city with the Shofar or the city with the Tfilas Musaf? That's the Shemora of Shiloh, more than that, fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah. So the Chayyadim says, 1 second. But how are all the people in the city with the Baal Musaf allowed to stay in their city and not go to the city where the Shofar is? Vice versa, they're allowed to be like that. The Shiloh is, I'm in neither place, and I'm traveling. Should I go to city A or city B? But the people in city A are allowed to stay in city A and not go to city B. So you see that, right now it's not the Zman of Mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to put yourself into the situation to be able to fulfill the Mitzvah. And when the Mitzvah comes, you're notice. I heard this once from Rabbi Avram Be'arsky, my brother-in-law's father-in-law, that during the war in, I guess, 1940, please, I ask you, that he was running away. The yeshivas were forced to leave where they were. So he was in Radin, by the Radin yeshiva. So they moved to Lithuania proper, because Radin was in Poland then. Lithuania. So they were in Telz. He ended up being in Telz. And the Rav's Shabbos Shuva Drasha was the following Shiloh. In the city of Telz, there was a Dalad Minim. In many of the little towns around the countryside, there was no Dalad Minim because of the war going on. And were the Bachram allowed to leave Motzei Yom Kippur and go home to their families, thereby leaving the city where the Dalad Minim were? That was the Rav Shabbos Shuva Drasha. Was this Halacha L'Maaseh Shaila? What do you do? Are you allowed to? You're in a place that has a Dalad Minim. You're going to leave there and go to a place where there's no Dalad Minim, and thereby making sure that you come soon, because you won't fulfill the mitzvah or not. Was that mutter or not? So that was, he remembers that was the Rav's Shabbos Shuva Drasha.
What do you say?
So he got involved in this Chayyadim. The Maaseh Dikra P'saka L'Chayyadim was that it would be mutter. Like this over here, right now, I have a mitzvah to go home, and it's not Sukkot yet. So I'm allowed to go home. When it comes to Sukkot, I'm an onus. I'm allowed to start traveling. When it comes Shabbos, I'm an onus. Right? That's really this concept over here, that right now, if it's not in a situation where I'm a chayiv to deal with the issues, I'm allowed to do what I have to do. And we'll deal with the mitzvah later down the road, or the veira when it happens. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll pick up after Marv.